You're holding that chofchet, you're holding. Again, last more. Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Shoma mitzvah is tekiya babor. You heard part of the tekiya in the bor. You're in the ditch. Or mitzvah is tekiya al tzvas habor. And then you went up on top and you heard the other half of the tekiya on top of the bor. So Rashi knows like this. Shoma mitzvah is tekiya babor. Kosalko died of the heavenly words, Tochi koma. The person was standing on top of the bor. And his friend is blowing the shofar in the bor. So while the friend was blowing in the bor, he's not yotz on top. Because what he hears on top is only the echo. But then the yotzalachutz, then his friend came climbing out of the bor, the chatzi atkiya in the middle of the tkiya, and he heard the end of the tkiya. So the end that he heard was a good tekiya, because the guy came on top of the bor and you're standing on top. That's a good tekiya. Vashmina, so what's Rav's chiddush here? The bektsas nami yotze. Even though you only hear half of the tekiya, with half of the tekiya, you also mekayim the mitzvah. Even though the first half of the tekiya, your friend was in the bor, you only heard the echo, you're not yotze. But since he came up in the middle of the tekiya, you heard the end of the tekiya, that's enough. Mitzas tekiya koydim shial omer hashachar. Let's say the person started to blow the shofar at kiya right before Omer HaShachar, before it became daybreak. And the kiya kept on going, and the second half of the kiya extended into, or after Omer HaShachar, into the daytime already. Halacha is lo yotza, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, since you only hear the end of the kiya, which was blown by daytime, the first part that's blown by night is not called the kiya, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So chutz tespira, why not? Just like the first case, we say if you hear only half of the tekiya, you're the kind of the mitzvah. So in the second case also, you hear half of the tekiya that was blown beyond, you should be the kind of the mitzvah. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers like this. How come in the first case, dibina kula tekiya b'chiyuvay, folek, or this last case, how come if you blow miksas before Omer HaShachar, you're not the kind of the mitzvah? Why to be in a kula tkiya b'chiyuva? You have to have the whole tkiya from the beginning and the end that you hear when it's a chiyuv to blow, not the first half was at night time. For lekka, here you don't have it, because the first half of it was by night time. It's only the second half that you heard by yom. If so, hochinami, in our case, the first case also, being a kula tkiya b'chiyuva, you should have to hear the whole tkiya b'chiyuva. And here, since the beginning of the tkiya, your friend was in the bor. Since he was in the bor, what you heard on top was only the echo, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So all you heard was the second half of the tekiya. Here it's mashma, the second half is not enough, you have to hear the whole tekiya. So what's the difference? And the Gemara, hochi hashte. No, there's no sushto, one is not like the other one. Hosom lailo lav zaman chiyuva hu klal. In the second case there, where you started to blow the shofar when it's still nighttime, nighttime is not a time to blow the shofar at all. So that first part of the tekiya is not called the tekiya at all. At night time is not the zman of the mitzvah at all. Mashenkin, what did he blow? Only the second half was blown by daytime. That's called the mitzias of a tkiya. But the first part is not the mitzvah at all. Mashenkin Hocher over here, bor mokim chiyubahu. What happened? Your friend was inside the bor and he blew the shofar there. When he blew inside the bor, it was a ma'aseh tkiya. Your friend is yotzei the mitzvah there. Like we had before. People that are inside the bor is mekayim the mitzvah. So the person blew the shofar inside the bor, it's called a ma'aseh tkiya at the time he blew it. Just lo'oison, ho'im dimabor, for the people that are sitting inside the bor, it's called a ma'aseh mitzvah. So, therefore, when you're on top, even though you didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya, but since the person then came up and you heard the end of the tkiya, that's called a good mitzvah of shmiyas shofar. In other words, this tkiya was a good tkiya from the beginning to end. Just you didn't hear the beginning of it, that's not a problem. As long as you hear the end of a good tkiya, you have a kind of the mitzvah. But in the first case, the first part of the tkiya was done at night time, that's not called the chiyuv at all. So the kid said, there wasn't a ma'aseh tkiya. So that's why you're not a kind of the mitzvah. The Rashi says, La koydim omer hashachar lav zmanu, kedi arminu masechta megillah. Kol hayoyim kosher tkiya shofar, the whole daytime, but only day, not night. V'yal of taima miyoyim trua, yiyelachem, yoyim v'loylaila. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah by day and not by night. So therefore, if they started to blow at night time, it's not called the ma'aseh tkiya at all. Mashenkin, in our case, when you blew inside the bor, it's called the ma'aseh tkiya. People inside is mekayim the mitzvah. So mainly, even though you only heard the second half on top, it's called you heard part of a whole tkiya. So where it says, Lameimra, what do you want to tell me now? Lameimra, you want to say, the Sova Rabba holds, Shoma saif tkiya b'loy tkhila tkiya yotza, enich nami. If you only hear the end of a tkiya, even though you didn't hear the beginning of it, but since the person blew it, you mekayim the mitzvah. All you have to hear is just the end. Umemela, what comes out from this? The same thing should be that tkhila tkiya b'loy saif tkiya is also should be yotza. If you only hear the beginning of the tkiya and not the end, it should also be called the good tkiya. In other words, if a ma'aseh tkiya took place, and you heard the beginning of it, you mekayim the mitzvah. If you only hear the end of it, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's what comes out according to Rabbah. So I'm going to ask the question now. Tosh Shema, come in here. We had before, Toka Barishoina. If somebody blew like Tkiya, Shvarim Tkiya, you blew one Seder. Or Moshach Peshniya. Now the second Tkiya, you made it a little bit long. Like you blew a Tkiya, Shvarim, then you blew a Tkiya. The second Tkiya, you extended it a long Tkiya. Kishtayim. It went long enough to be Yetzah for two Tkiyas. Halacha is ain biyodi alachas, nothing doing. You only have one mitzvah tkiya. That second tkiya only helps for the end of the shvarim, whatever you hold them by malchias, whatever you're holding for. But it doesn't help for the next part for the zechreinos. It doesn't help. The kashra is v'may. Why not? Tis salak lo betarti. Why can't you divide this long tkiya into two? The first part of the tkiya you hear is for the last set, for the malchias, and the second part that you hear should be for the zechreinos, for the next seder. How come you can't divide it up? If you tell me you yaitzah with just hearing half of the tkiya, here you heard enough of a tkiya for two tkiyas, let it be yaitzah for two. And the Gemara now here is different. I'll tell you, like we said before, psuke tkiyosa miyadod de leipaskinim. You have no right to divide up one tkiya into two. Here it's one tkiya. The guy is blowing a long tkiya. True, it's very long. But it's one long coil. Since it's one long coil, it could only be yaitzah one mitzvah with this tkiya. All Rabbi said was, that in the case a person blew a tkiya and you only heard the beginning of it, you also mekayim the mitzvah. You heard the end of it, you mekayim the mitzvah. But you're not dividing that tkiya into two parts. Here where you have one long tkiya, you want to divide it into two, that you have no right to. The ma'isa was one tkiya. You can't make two different tkiyas out of one tkiya. That Rabbi agrees to. You can't do two out of one. Toshima, hatakela teicha bor. If somebody had before, somebody blows the shofar into the bor, into a ditch. Or the toicha dus into a cave, or the toicha pitum into a big barrel. In kol shofar shoma yotza, if the person hears the voice of the shofar itself, you mekayim the mitzvah. The in kol havora shoma, like you're standing on top and you only hear the echo of the tkiya, lo yotza, you don't mekayim the mitzvah. There's a kasha v'yamai. How come not? Why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? Leipuk betchilas tkiya makmed al arva kolam. You should be yotza at the beginning, even though he's blowing in the ditch. When the voice starts to come up, the first kiya, the first voice you hear, is for sure from the shofar. It's only afterwards the echo starts to bounce back and forth that you hear a rebound, you hear a second echo also. But the first second you hear, you only hear the tkiya, nothing else. So the chura, if you hold it, it's enough to hear a beginning of a tkiya. Here also, you heard the beginning of the tkiya. What do I care if lady got mixed up and echo got mixed up with it? So what? You should be mekayim by hearing the beginning of the tkiya. So my answer is like this. Ki koma rabba enachnam, you're right. Rabba never meant to say this. Havada rabba also holds, you have to hear a tkiya from the beginning till the end. If you only hear a mixah to the tkiya, havada inamakayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah shmiya kel shofar is to hear the whole tkiya from beginning to end. If so, what did rabba first mean? That you heard half of it in the bor, half on top? The verse is like this. Ki koma rabba bitokeya vi'oyla lanashay. We're talking about one person. That first he went down in the ditch and started to blow the shofar there. Now if you're downstairs, for you it's a good tkiya. And then he climbed up in the middle of the tkiya, he climbed up and went on top. And Vaiti heard the end of the tkiya. So this one person heard the beginning and heard the end, that's why he's mekayim the mitzvah. So Gemara asked, that's what Rabbi meant. That shama mixa tkiya the bor means you were in the bor and you were blowing it there. And then you went up, mixa tkiya al sfasa bor yoytza. So, for the Gemara, Ihochi, Maila Meimer, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Kriti Yaitza. If you take your shofar and go downstairs and blow the shofar there, and then you yourself come up and blow the shofar on top, you hear the shofar down and up. So, Avadi in the Kayim the Mitzvah. What's the Chiddush here? So, Gemara says, yes. Now, the time I would have thought, Zimnin Demapik Resha. Sometimes, maybe you're going to pick your head up, you're climbing up out of the burr. First, it started out that you're in the burr and your shofar's also in the burr. You're both in the ditch. Now, you start to climb up. Sometimes maybe a head will come out of the bor, the akati shofar b'bor, but the shofar will still be down in the bor. The koma arviv kola, and in such a case, if your ears come above the bor before the shofar does,
So that tkiyah, when it's still blowing, your ears are on top, you hear the echo, and you don't hear the kol shofar. So I would have thought maybe you have to be afraid that every time the guy climbs up to say he's not yetzer the mitzvah. Kamash Milan, the teachers of the Chiddush, no, we're not afraid for that. That if you come up and you let the shofar together, your head, your ears, and the shofar at the same level, and you both come up together, you're mekayim the mitzvah. We say a monoshach. When you're both downstairs in the ditch, you heard the shofar. When you're both coming up now, you're coming up together. So as soon as you get above, you again hear the kol shofar. So kamash malon, you are mekayim the mitzvah this way. We're not afraid. Maybe you'll only hear the echo while you're coming up.
Yeah, good, right.
Somebody has a shofar that you pulled off a korban oila. You had a korban oila, a hegdishtik animal, and while the animal was alive, you pulled off the shofar. So on the shofar, the din mila now, it's also by Noah, belongs to hegdish. The din is lo yitoka, you're not allowed to blow it. It's eser hano, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. But if you talk a yotzi, you know, if you do blow with it though, you're in a kind of mitzvah. Drashi. Shaloila. V'tol shevichayim, you picked off the shofar when the animal's still alive. Hil yachas rika and mila, leiberv lebekarneum, because after you made this rika, there's no more mila upon the or and the keren, but that goes to the kain. Right. So therefore, the shofar was pulled off when the animal was still alive, so there's an isser hanor on the shofar, therefore letchila not. But if you do it though, you're yotza. What about the shofar shel shlamim? Let's say you pulled off a shofar off an animal that's a korban shlamim. The halacha here is lo yitoka. Look, atchili you're not allowed to do it because it's also bano. The yimtoka lo yotza. But here, by the shofar from a korban shlamim, we say even with the yevad, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So when we ask my time, what's the difference? So when it says oila bas milhi, oila is kodesh kadoshim. There's an issa miler involved. Therefore, we say keeping the molbo. As soon as you blow a little bit, you mishtamish. You started to use it. The halacha is you're over the yisamila. You're like taking enjoyment from hegdish. And the klal is nafka lo lechulin. The halacha is once you moil the hegdish, you start to take it to have enjoyment, it automatically loses its kedusha. The kedusha goes out, and mela remains chulin. Therefore, when you finish blowing it, now you're blowing a shofar shel chulin, that's why you mekayim the mitzvah. Ma'ashen kein shlomim, a korban shlomim was only kochim kalim. Kochim kalim, before you make the zrika, before you have the emurim, there's no isamila on it. Because since the bailam will eat from it, so we say it's not called hegdish so much, there's no isamila on it. So mela by a korban, this shofar, which was pulled off the korban shlomim, the la b'nei mila ninu, there's no isamila if you have enjoyment from it, you're not over the isamila. True, you're not allowed to have enough from it, it's also banor still, but there's no din mila. Mila is a new halach in Kodesh Kedoshim that if you moil, if you take enjoyment from it, there's a new chiddush, it automatically goes out to chulin, and you're over the yisamila. But by shlomim, there's no b'nai mila ninu, smeli surahu, derochibu, there's still the yisr on the shofar, for loinafki l'chul, and doesn't go out to chulin. Therefore, even after you blow the shofar, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the ma'aseh, what are you blowing? You're blowing a shofar shel shlomim, which is an yisr hanos, you're doing an avera. So the Chur said the klal is that mitzvah bobi averi, not mekayim the mitzvah. While you're blowing the shofar, you're doing an avera. So that's the klal of mitzvah bobi averi. That's not called the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. If while you're blowing the shofar, you're over the yisur of having enjoyment from hegdish, that's an avera. That's not called the ma'aseh mitzvah. So that's why by shlomim, that still remains kodesh, hegdish, it's also banor, you're doing an avera. Mashenka by korban oila, there it becomes into mila. It comes chulin. You're not doing an avera after you start blowing it. Mefrati gemara the maske of lo rova. Amos moel. Good when you start to blow the shofar shel oila. After you're over the yisamila goes the chulin. But when you moil, first you have to start blowing it. The beginning of the tkiya was a tkiya done in the shofar shel oila. It was also bano at that time. It's Amos moel when you're over mila. Le boss of the talker after you blew it first. If so, kikotoka visurotoka. When you start to blow the tkiya and kaol shashofar, it was a shofar shaloila. There was nisr hanor involved. You're doing an avera then. So right at the beginning of the tkiya, you don't have. It's called again a mitzvah bobi avera. You're doing an avera b'shas tkiya. So even by a shofar shaloila, the kashrus is why you mekayim the mitzvah. Still, it's called an avera right now. And for the Gemara, elo amar Rava. Rava answers like this. The klal is echad ze v'yechad ze lo yotze. Enechna mitzayka true. In both cases, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Even by a shofar shel oila, even though it went out l'chulin, but it only went out lechulin after you blew the shofar. But shasht, you're blowing and you're taking the German, you're taking the German from Hegdish, it's also banor, it's an avera, you're not makayim the mitzvah. And who are then by shofar shel shlomim, it's also exact same halacha. You're not makayim the mitzvah shel shlomim. That's what Rabbi says. Then Hoda Rabbar, then he was choyz, it changed his mind and said no. Then Rabbi said, as far as like this, I'll tell you, that echad zev yechad zev yotze, just the opposite. In both cases, you are makayim the mitzvah. Even though you're blowing a shofar shel shlomim, that is an Isser Hanor the whole time, you're doing an Avera the whole time, still you are mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because the klal is mitzvahs lav lehenes ditnu. Mitzvahs were not giving it to us for enjoyment. In other words, what's wrong with blowing a shofar shel shlomim? You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. So if you say doing a mitzvah is called enjoyment, you're not allowed to do enjoyment. But the klal is doing the mitzvah not because we enjoy it, we're doing the mitzvah because of an oil. Hashem said we have to do it. We're doing something we're supposed to do. So it's not called a mitzvah and not called enjoyment hanor when we're doing the mitzvah. So therefore, when you blow the shofar, you're not doing an avera. It's not called you're taking enjoyment out of blowing the shofar. So the whole avera is, it's iser hanor. You can't take enjoyment for the koil. As if you'd be blowing the shofar because you enjoy to hear the koil, that would be us. You're doing an avera then. You're not allowed to have enjoyment, enjoy hearing the koil. When we hear the shofar, it's not the pshat we enjoy hearing the voice. We're doing a mitzvah, like Rashi says. Mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnum, li Yisrael. It wasn't given to us to have enjoyment. Liyos kiyumem lemano. Now the fact we do it, we have enjoyment. Eloli oil, it was given to us for a thing we have to do. Al tzavrayim, it's a yoke upon our neck, nitnum, that we have to do the mitzvahs. Therefore, if you blow the shofar, you do the mitzvah, even shel shlomim, you mekayim the mitzvah. Because since mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu, it's not called you over the avera, you're not having hanor from an isuri hanor. Omer Rav Yehuda, that's the halacha like that. Omer Rav Yehuda, the shofar shel avodah zarah lo yitokev. If you have a shofar that the mishamish, they used it in front of the avodah zarah, so that they blew with it in front of their avodah zarah, became osa banor, so chilu lo yitokev. But if you do it, you mekayim the mitzvah, the same thing. Because mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. Even though the shofar is also to have enjoyment from, but the maisa, when you're blowing it, it's not called you're having enjoyment, you're only doing the mitzvah with it, so you're allowed to do it. But lekatchila, you shouldn't do it. Like we're afraid, with Rabbanan, and maybe you come to have enjoyment from it, you shouldn't use it for the mitzvah. What about the shofar shel Ir HaNidachas? Ir HaNidachas means a city that they worship the avodah zarah. There the mitzvah is to burn out those cities. Anything in the city is toin sreifa, you have to burn it. So even the shofar that's found in such a city, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Now, lo yitok, you're not allowed to blow with such a shofar. It's also banor, you have to burn it. Vimtok, if you blow the shofar, lo yotza, you're not making the mitzvah here. Even though mitzvah's lav lehenes nitnu, you're not having enjoyment by blowing the shofar shel Ir HaNidachas. Still, you're not making the mitzvah. For the Gemara, my time, what's wrong? It's only also banor, you can't have enjoyment, and you're not having enjoyment from it. Have the Gemara Ir HaNidachas Ketusei Mechtash Yurei. Hatei Ir HaNidachas, since there's a mitzvah to burn everything in the city, so there's a mitzvah now, a chiyuv, to burn the shofar. Since you have to burn it, we consider it as if it's burnt already. So here it's Halach and Shir. Since we had before, there is a size, at least how big the shofar has to be. It has to be enough to hold it in your hands, and a little bit sticking out on top, a little bit sticking out on bottom. So there's a Shir, how big the shofar has to be. There's a klal, whenever you need a shear or size, that means it has to be choshev. It has to be something good and choshev. Since there's a mitzvah to burn it, that takes away the chshivus. It's considered as if it's burnt already, that it has no shear right now, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah with it. So Ir HaNidachas, there's a mitzvah to burn it, it's no good. You don't have the shear. No, but there's no chiv to burn it. Sasa banor, but there's no chiv to burn it. Since there's no chiv to burn it, it's not called mechtach shirei. Stam Yisra Anor doesn't make it mechtach shirei. It's only a special thing when you have to burn it. When there's a mitzvah to burn it, burning it makes it like takes away its chashivis. It doesn't have a shear anymore. Omar Rava, Hamudir Hanor Mechavera. You make a neder not to have any enjoyment from your friend, or that you can't, your friend can't have any enjoyment from you. Hamudir Hanor Mechavera. Your friend can't have any enjoyment from me. Mutalit Koya Loitkiyash Mitzvah. You should know you're allowed to blow for him the shofar. Again, because it's not called he's having enjoyment from you. All he's doing is he's doing the mitzvah. And mitzvah's lav lehenes nitnu, so you're allowed to blow the shofar for him. What about hamudir hanor mishofar? You made a neder, you're not going to have any hanor from the shofar at all. Again, mutalat koya batkiya shemitzvah. You're allowed to blow the shofar to mekayim the mitzvah with it. Because, again, you're doing the mitzvah now. It's lav lehenes nitnu. The Yomar Rava said, hamudir hanor mechaveroi. If somebody makes hanor, you can't have any enjoyment from me. Mazu olav mechates. With your tummy mates, and you have to have the mechatis spritzed on you, I'm allowed to spritz the mechatis on you. The Yemayis HaKishomim, in the winter months, because the Hanor, there's no Hanor of having water thrown on you in the winter months. Elamai, you're being tor, that's a mitzvah, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnum. Avloi b'meis HaChama. But in the summer months, it's very hot outside, then if he throws cold water on you, you have enjoyment from it. So since I'm giving you enjoyment, since I made a neder, I can't give you any enjoyment, I'm not allowed to throw the water on you. What about Hamudra Nomi Mayan? Somebody made an Issa neder, he's not going to have any enjoyment from a well, from a Mayan. The Loch is Toivu Boy Tfilosh Mitzvah. If you're Tomei and you have a mitzvah to go to the mikveh, you're allowed to go to the mikveh there. When? B'Yemayisak Hashomim. Only in the winter months. In the winter months, there's no enjoyment going to a cold mikveh. The only enjoyment is that you become tor. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Slav Lenis Nitnu. Abaloi B'Yemayisak Hama. But in the summer months, you're not allowed to go down to this mikveh. Since you made a neder not to have enjoyment from it, and it's nice cold water, and in the winter, summer, you're sweating away, if you go into the mikveh, you have enjoyment out of it. So that enjoyment, it's also, that's not a mitzvah, having enjoyment there. That's not part of the mitzvah. So that's called a pure enjoyment. That's also to do. A new halacha now. Sholchulei liyavua de Shmuel. They sent the message to the father Shmuel. Halacha is like this.
Kofuhu v'yochol matzah. Pesach by night, somebody forces you to eat matzah. You don't have kavod l'shem mitzvah matzah. Somebody forced you to eat the matzah. Slochros yotze, you mekayim the mitzvah chilas matzah. So there's a question, kofu man, who forced him to eat? You let me, if you want to tell me kofu shade, the pshat a demon came into him, meaning he became a little bit mishugah now, he lost his brains, it's like ain't a bardas, a shade took over, and therefore, even though we don't have kavod is yotze, small question, there's a question why? For a time, we learned in a price like this, Eatim cholim, eatim shait, the person, sometimes he's well, he's healthy, his brain is working. But eatim shaita, sometimes he becomes a fool, his brain stops working. So lochur is kishu cholim, when he's healthy, his brain is working. He's a badass, he's mechuyiv, and mitzvah, sarayaki, pekele cholim, zvorov. He's like a healthy person, and any mitzvah he does, he's mekayim the mitzvahs. But kishu shaita, at the time, even though he's an older person, but if his brain is not working, he's like a fool right now. Yelocher is a red kishet l'chol d'vor. He has locher like a shaita right now. That is ain't a bar dat. He's not mekayim mitzvahs. So if he ate the matzah when he was a shaita, here kafu shaita for shaita. Demon went into him and made him a sugar. Lost his brains. Like so, why the locher is if he eats? He's mekayim the mitzvah. He's like a shaita at the time. He's not mechuyev the mitzvah. Should be potter. So my answer is Amar Ravashi. Ravashi answers the case of Tungal here. Kishafu pasoyim that no goyim forced him to eat the matzah. Therefore, he himself is called the Bardas. The only thing is, he didn't have Kavono, so therefore, still is Yotza the Mitzvah. So, this the Gemara says, Amar Rav, or Rav learns out from this halacha, that Zaysimers, from here we hear, we learn out, that a Tekel is Shir Yotza, son of Loza Shaifa, just to make music. Even though it's not Machav on the Shem Mitzvah, Yotza still is Yotza, because Mitzvah is not just Kavono. Gemara says, Pshita, Hainuak, this is the same halacha, therefore, she eat Matzah without Kavono Yotza. Yeah, the sheriff without kavana yotza. So Mor says, no matter if I'm able to say, hasa machol matzah machamon of achol. They're told in the ma'isa achil and he ate.
You mekayim the mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah was done. The ma'isa mitzvah is that matzah should be down your stomach. The ma'isa was put into your stomach. You ate it. You mekayim the mitzvah. Avol hocha mashenkin bat kia shayfa. Zichro and truak siv. The Torah says zichro. You have to remember, know what you're doing. So blowing means you have to know you're blowing the shem mitzvah. This guy is just thinking he wants to blow a song. He's blowing the shofar for music. So I would think it's not called zikra trua, kamash milan, yes. You're still mekayim the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, al maksava rova, mitzvah sen tzrichas kavona. To do mitzvahs, you don't have to have kavona to do the mitzvahs.
So yes, the last shalom was, it says, al maksava rova, rova holds, mitzvahs sen tzrichas kavona. You don't have to have kavona to do mitzvahs. That's why over here, if somebody forced you to eat matzah and Pesach, kafu, you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you didn't have in mind, you didn't have kavon.